Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Washington, D.C. Hello, everybody. It's time to get up and Adam. I'm Adam Epstein. This is Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at AUDACY. That's AUDACY. It gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, then pick up right where you left off. Here with you on the first Saturday of the month, a Saturday, December 6th. It's my birthday month. You guys remember I did AWOD's Christmas Miracle 3 years in a row back, starting in 2017. On December 26th, that's when I was born. And I love the holidays. You know, of course, I'm Jewish, but I love celebrating Christmas, love Christmas movies, and happy early holidays to everybody. It's also a great sports month here in December. Like, college hoops continue. College football reaches its playoffs. That's been so exciting. The NFL playoff picture is starting to become a little bit more clear, but like the Lions and the Chiefs, I still think are going to get into the postseason, even though they're on the outside looking in. NHL, Caps playing well. NBA, Wizards not playing well, but that's not the point for this season. There's just so much going on in the sports world, it can almost get overwhelming. I just love how I come home at night and I'm not searching for a new Netflix show or an old Disney Plus movie. There's almost a game on almost every single night. Either it's a big college basketball game, the ACC-SEC Challenge this week. Virginia Tech and Virginia got their wins, much needed for them. Duke and North Carolina did as well for the ACC. College football, the NBA on NBC or Peacock. Now I'm searching for it every single night. There's something, though. And tonight, there's a big one. I've had it circled on my calendar for a while. Wasn't sure who would be represented, but it's the 2025 ACC Championship game from Charlotte, North Carolina. Duke against UVA. And here's the kicker. The state of Virginia is guaranteed to get one team in to the college football playoffs. We would have liked JMU to be represented as the G5 school. That will be the champion from the American, who I believe was Tulane last night. So, there's one spot left. Spot 11. It will go to the ACC champion if UVA wins. If Duke wins, now this is not like 1,000% confirmed, but every source I've talked to, Duke's 7-5 record's not going to be good enough to be one of the top five champions. So they would turn to the Sun Belt. The JMU Dukes took down Troy last night to win the Sun Belt Championship. In the second year for Bob Chesney as the head coach, he wins it all. And he will coach out the rest of this season if it's a playoff game for JMU. Otherwise, he's heading to UCLA to try to achieve there at UCLA what Kurt Cignetti has done at Indiana after his time at JMU. But it does feel like a team from the state of Virginia is guaranteed to get in this year. And that is awesome because one school, either JMU or UVA, is going to receive what I've been told is basically life-changing money for its football program by advancing to the 2025 college football playoffs. It's going to be worth upwards of $20-plus million when you consider the TV money, the revenue that you're going to get from merchandise, and everything that comes into just being included in the 12-team college football playoffs, and it increases with every win. And I'm not saying UVA couldn't win a game or JMU couldn't win a game. especially with Ole Miss kind of without a coach. I'm all for it. JMU took care of their business last night by beating Troy. Good defensive performance, and Barnett got it done on the offensive side. But let's hear about UVA. And I've been covering this football team, the Hoos, since I moved to Richmond. You can hear me Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 p.m. right here on the Odyssey app, 910 a.m., 105.1 FM. And, of course, growing up, I had an eye on UVA football, and Matt Schaub had his time, and Aaron Brooks and others. And this season, though, was the most excited for a UVA football season I'd ever been, because we had heard after the offseason whether or not Tony Elliott was going to be fired. And he was kept around, and there was an anonymous $10 million, maybe even more, dollar donation to the program in favor of Tony Elliott. And I had heard from sources that they had spent big in the offseason and spent well on both sides of the ball. Defensive players from the P4 level, from Ohio State, offensive linemen from big conferences. And, of course, quarterback Chandler Morris came in with a ton of excitement based on what he did last year at North Texas. But that's North Texas. It's not the ACC. But when I spoke with Chandler Morris earlier this year at ACC kickoff, I mean, I was blown away by this kid. He talked about how he had worked with the same offensive coordinator that helped Cam Ward have his success, who was also a transfer portal quarterback from Washington State to Miami before he ended up being the number one overall pick. And he talked about all the reasons he wanted to come to UVA, the coolest reason being that when he was 10 years old, Tony Elliott was on staff with his father, who worked for Dabo Sweeney when they were getting things started at Clemson. And they had all the success there with so many talented players in the building at Clemson. And Chandler Morris is 10 or 11 years old. He's telling me about how he used to love running around the building. And, I mean, Taj Boyd and all those great players for Clemson back then. And then he went on and became a star in high school and got a scholarship at Oklahoma. Then transferred to TCU, where he dealt with some injuries. And then transferred to North Texas, where he had his great season. And you hear about the transfer portal all the time, and it's all these negative stories. He is what I think the poster child for a positive transfer portal story. A kid that worked his butt off to get back to the P4 level at North Texas. That's why he chose UVA. And he told me, I might even play the audio for you guys. We sat down with him in August, and he said, I came to UVA to win games, win championships, and to compete for a national title. And everyone thought he was way over his head. Look at how this season has played out. He's been the star for UVA and putting them into the national stage here with an opportunity to make the college football playoffs with a win tonight against Duke. UVA against Duke, ACC championship. Now, the Hoos have already played and beat the Duke Blue Devils as well on their field. The problem is, it was just 3 weeks ago. How hard is it to beat the same team twice in one season, also less than a month apart? I think the game plan for UVA starts with stopping QB for Duke, Darian Mensah, who wants to air it out. He's got like 28 touchdowns to 4 or 5 interceptions this season. But when UVA played Duke the last time, they got into his face. I think they sacked him on the first play of the game, and he never had time in the pocket to air it out. He needs time because he wants to throw it deep. And they've got some good receivers on the outside. For UVA's offense, they are a run and gun. Run, 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 run. Play action. Morris to Terrell Harris. Morris to the tight end. Morris can take off and run himself. So this is going to be a good game tonight. I'm kind of expecting UVA to win by 8 to 10 points here. I actually think that Duke's coach is underrated. I think he's done a great job since he got the job there. Manny Diaz, of course, everybody remembers, I think, Manny Diaz for the way it ended for him at Miami, and it didn't go well. But then he's done a great job at Duke here in just a short time and has gotten the Blue Devils into the ACC title game in a season in which they lost pretty much every one of their out-of-conference games. That's the reason why a Duke win would probably leave the ACC champion out of the college football playoffs. But the money that is included with these college football playoffs is incredible. It's why there's already been talk to expand it to 16. The television show on Tuesday night has gotten excellent ratings. I think it's become a spectacle. I mean, it's it's worth watching, especially next Tuesday here as they finally reveal the official bracket, not just the CFP top 25 and their predicted bracket, but the official bracket that will include the team from Virginia, either JMU or UVA. Yeah, if you're a JMU Dukes fan, you're rooting for Duke. Me, I'm just happy that one of these local teams will get a chance to compete for a national title. Yeah, I think it's going to be really fun. We've got a ton of games this weekend because it is championship weekend. And even though some of these teams are already locked into the 12-team CFP, I think it means a lot to the fan bases. You don't think Indiana fans are dying to beat Ohio State, Alabama against Georgia for a trophy, even though both teams are included into the CFP already? Sign me up for that. BYU needs to upset Texas Tech to get into the college football playoffs after the coach Satake announced he is staying to eat that crumble cookie at BYU and not going to Penn State, where they end up taking the Iowa State coach, Cyclones coach Matt Campbell, comes over to Penn State. So it is college football championship weekend, and UVA against Duke tonight. Like I said, JMU took care of business last night against Troy in their championship game. So that's what's going on in college football. I wanted to start with that because I have been so impressed with the job that Tony Elliott has done this season at Virginia. It's wild to think that he started the season on the hot seat and he might end the season in the college football playoffs. ACC championship tonight at ABC at 8 o'clock. Fox, 8 o'clock is Indiana, Ohio State. I'll maybe preview this later, but I'm just saying, Julian's saying, and Ohio State are a lot better than Indiana in my mind. I think Ohio State's been the best team in the country, and Indiana's played a softer schedule. I respect Kurt Cignetti and the job he's done there, but they don't have a weapon like Jeremiah Smith. I'm going Ohio State in that one. Alabama-Georgia seems like a pick'em game. I would probably pick Ty Simpson, quarterback at Alabama, over Georgia to win that one. And then I would love for BYU to beat Texas Tech. The line is 12.5. Vegas seems to think Texas Tech's going to win easily. Everybody I talk to thinks Texas Tech's going to win easily. That game kicks off at 12 noon on ABC in the Big 12 championship. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. Call AWOD 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Happy Saturday, everybody. Here on a Saturday, December 6th, this is DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Jaden Daniels set to make his return. That's going to be a big portion of the show today, but I want to close out the college football playoff discussion with giving you guys my take on the rankings and how the bracket, I think, will shake out. Now, we do know who Team 12 is. That is locked in to be Tulane now out of the American Conference. And look, I do think that if JMU gets held out because UVA wins, they have an argument to make. I'm not sure how loud they can be and who's going to listen, but there are, I think, 5 or 6 11 or 12-1 teams in the country, right? JMU is one of them. Every other one is into the college football playoffs. They're now 12-1. Like, if you look at the standings, every other team that has one loss is in. Now, BYU would need to win against Texas Tech, but they have one loss. Every other team with one loss who finished their season with one loss is in. Now, it's not the same as the BCS era where you can get on, you know, your high horse and scream that we're the undefeated team. Like, when, what was that, South Florida? USF thing, thought we won the national championship because we were undefeated that year. It's different, right, because JMU did lose. But they are the only one-loss team that would be held out. And their one loss came to Louisville, their game against a P4 opponent. And that's why Tulane is in, because the Tulane Green Wave, who have a really good coach there who is going to Florida, and he's got a good quarterback as well who went from BYU to Tulane. They finished 12-2. But they beat Duke. And isn't that what's so frustrating? So Tulane beat Duke. That's what's going to hold the JMU Dukes out unless Duke beats UVA. How the heck is Duke in the ACC championship game? Because the ACC tiebreakers are baloney. There were like 5 teams, 6-2. Miami should have been in. That would have given the ACC the best scenario possible with the way the ratings are right now. Nope, didn't happen. So spot number 12 will be Tulane. I'm going to say right now, lock in Virginia at spot number 11. All right? That's 11 and 12. Let's work our way back here and get to 1, 2, 3, and 4. I think Ohio State's going to beat Indiana. They would be the one seed. I think Georgia gets the revenge on Alabama here. Even though, look, I just picked Alabama last segment. I think it's hard to beat a team twice in the same season, especially with how good these two teams are. You know, I think Georgia might end up having a pretty good home field advantage there, given the fact that it's at the Falcon Stadium as well. But let's just say Georgia wins, they move up to the 2 seed. Indiana falls to the 3, unless Texas Tech beats BYU. But I'm going to say BYU wins because I want chaos. So we have a Ohio State 1, Georgia 2. We'll put Indiana 3. And then we'll put somebody else is going to move into 4. I'll probably say that would be Texas A&M with the season they have had as one of the top teams in the SEC who just missed out on the SEC championship. Right behind Texas A&M would then be Texas Tech. Then you have Ole Miss. Then you have Oklahoma. Then you have Alabama. Now, if BYU wins, they have to be in. And you're not going to knock out Texas Tech that was just getting a bye in the top four. You're knocking out BYU. And that, I mean, you're knocking out Notre Dame. And that's what I want to happen, because with a BYU win, you have to take out Notre Dame and Miami. Because a BYU loss, all right, then you move BYU below Miami. Miami and Notre Dame right next to each other with the exact same record and a Miami head-to-head win. I'd love for the committee to come out and tell us why Miami would not be included. It wouldn't make any sense. So that's why I kind of want a BYU win would knock out both Notre Dame and Miami. And like I said, 11 would be UVA, 12 would be Tulane. But I think the college football playoffs have been exciting. I know that I was talking to my friends last week about how we were still remembering the CFP from last year, how Cam Scataboo was putting his team on his back. And it's a lot of fun and exciting, because these are the matchups that you don't always get, it feels like, right? And so, like, SMU-Penn State was an interesting matchup there in the first round. Clemson-Texas in the first round last year. And I think the games got better as we moved forward. It's crazy to think also that at this time last year, all right, December 6th, Penn State was one of the best teams in football. And they ended up being the sixth seed in the CFP. And then January 9th, all right, so a month after now, last year, they lose by 3 points, basically at the buzzer to Notre Dame. Their head coach is in Blacksburg now at Virginia Tech. It's just crazy how the CFP has made it, like, boom or bust. Like, if you don't get in and you're at one of those big schools that feel like they need to be in every year, LSU, you're done, right? Florida, you're fired. Penn State, you don't get in 1 year? 1 year you don't get in the CFP? It's the end of your job. So I think it's made it even more exciting. Of course, the Buckeyes are trying to repeat here, and I think they've got a good shot. I really do. I'm kind of a Ryan Day fan. I think he's built that program up, and they have incredible talent. They've got the quarterback. We'll see what happens against Indiana today, but I'm going to pick Ohio State in that one, and I think it would come down to matchups. I kind of see Ohio State getting at least to the finals here of this year's college football playoffs. But the matchups are fun, and it's during the holidays. Like, it just works out really well for college football. Like, they do a great job with the college football playoffs, in my mind. The way the dates line up and everything, it usually ends up being a day in which people are off work and you can relax and watch the games. And it's kind of like March Madness, but in December, and instead of basketball, it's football. Like, I think it's awesome, and I'm so for it. I would be fine with expanding it to 16 teams. Like I said, one team's going to totally get boned this year, and it might even be the JMU Dukes. So expand the field is fine with me. I think we got to stop, though, below probably 24. Like, we can't get to the point here where it feels like it's a college basketball tournament, and it would just destroy the season as a whole if you're playing games in late November that matter for the college football playoffs and for the bracket here. But I love what it's added to college football. I really do. I think it's given fans an extra reason to watch these games in late November. And the only argument against it is it's devalued today, the championship weekend. But there's still so much. Like, BYU Texas Tech would not argue that game is devalued, right? Duke Virginia would not argue that. Maybe the fact that the SEC and the Big Ten champions are not going to be eliminated, even though there's going to be a growing group of people that are Texas fans and claiming, well, if Alabama loses to Georgia, they're now 10-3, and that's the same record as Texas, and we should be included. No, you cannot penalize the team for advancing to a championship game and losing it. That is the one thing the committee cannot do, because that sets up a terrible precedent where you're going to have teams not want to get in to their championship game. But it is Championship Saturday in college football, and I'm very much looking forward to it. And then we get to bowl season and the playoffs. But you got to mention, while we're talking college football, I think it's insane the PR stunt that Virginia Tech has done here. I've never seen a coach get praised this much and everybody claiming how much he's winning without coaching an actual game. Like, I hope James Franklin has a ton of success in Virginia Tech, and I hope these commitments actually end up being stars that go on to the NFL, right? It's going to take an increased level of talent for Virginia Tech to get back. They just haven't had the talent. And you can understand why, because the guys that were great from D.C., Maryland, Virginia were going to Penn State. We're going down to Clemson to play with Dabo. We're going all the way to Florida State or going out west. You weren't coming home. You weren't staying local. And now with the season Virginia has had and the exciting recruits that James Franklin's going to have at Virginia Tech, I think it's an exciting era here for football fans of the state of Virginia. And like I said, JMU has also done a good job. They're going to have to make sure that they can regroup. They have pretty much squared in here on Billy Napier to be the next head coach for the JMU Dukes, who goes from Florida after getting fired to JMU, where he has had success previously in the Sun Belt. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Yesterday we got the news that I've been waiting for. Jaden Daniels will be playing on Sunday. Give you my thoughts on that. What I'm looking forward to on Sunday when we return here on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome back. Guess who's back? Jaden Daniels. What's up, everybody? I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. And I was live yesterday on air when Dan Quinn stepped to the podium. We played it on the show. As Dan said, you know, he kind of buried the lead. He went through the game by game, the game captains, the three he chose and why, And then he goes, oh, yeah, Jaden's going to play. He's going to start. How about that? JD5 is back. I have been waiting. You know, we asked you guys last week, what do you want to see on Sunday night against the Denver Broncos, and what do you want to see moving forward? And I got everything I wanted to see. I saw a defense that was going after Bo Nix. I saw a defense that was really putting their heart on the line there for their head coach, Dan Quinn. I saw an offense that, look, Cliff Kingsbury hasn't had a good season. I love Cliff Kingsbury as an OC. I don't think he's had a good season. But I thought he had his best game against the Broncos. He was a step ahead of the Broncos defensive coordinator. Every time they blitzed, he had a blitz beater. Every time they dropped back in coverage, he had a run up the middle or something. He was a step ahead. And our offense executed. And my goodness, did they string together multiple plays after multiple plays that were positive, right? It was 3 yards to Zach Ertz, 4 yards to McLaurin, 3 yards to Debo. All right, third and one. Let's go for it and get it, right? Fourth and one. Like, that's what we did last year. That's what we did last year. And that's what was missing earlier this season was the quick throw element of this game to mitigate a pass rush, to get the ball out of your quarterback's hands. And remember how many games last year we talked about Jaden Daniels' insane accuracy, and we had the multiple games where he didn't punt? Like, that last week was the offense that I was looking for all season long in terms of the ability to run, the ability to throw, play action, take your deep shots down the field. And, well, of course, it makes sense that we looked the part when we get McLaurin back. I mean, we don't just call him Scary Terry. Scary Terry strikes fear into the opposition. There's no doubt about that. And, look, I talked to you guys in the summer about Terry, and I didn't want to overpay him because of his age. And we don't need to talk about this season being derailed because of Terry's injury. But I think one thing is clear. When he's on the field, there doesn't need to be a conversation about how good he is as a wide receiver compared to the top in the NFL. He's a number one on this team. There's no doubt about that. We have severely missed his abilities on the field. Scary Terry strikes fear. You know, London Fletcher was cracking me up on the broadcast. He said like twice, death taxes and Terry McLaurin winning on a slant route. And he caught it. And it should have won us the game, right? Because it made it 27-26 and we missed the two-point conversion there. But Terry changes everything on the offensive side of the ball. It changes the way defenses have to play us. So, you know, getting him back was the most crucial thing here. And now let's get him with Jaden Daniels. And look, the game's going to be Sunday, December 7th, and it's way too late in the season. But it's gotten me super fired up that we're going to get Jaden back. Probably Noah Brown, Terry McLaurin, Debo Samuel, little Treylon Burks. A full, healthy offensive line that's coming off the best game they have played this season. Zach Ertz probably coming off the best game he's played this season. And a defense that I think is playing inspired and playing for their head coach. When I talk about the defense, I think one thing's become clear. Dan Quinn needs to be the play caller throughout his time in Washington. It is his secret sauce. He feels the energy of the game, and he understands when he can pick and choose, when to blitz, when to back off, how he understands what he can get out of his guys. I think that was the issue with Joe Witt. Joe Witt was trying to get Frankie Louvu to do too much, trying to get Mikey Sainristil to do too much. Dan Quinn's just kind of putting them in a role and letting them go out there and play. And McGee has gotten more time and looked good. I think Bobby Wagner's looked more like himself in the last few weeks here. And we've gotten some pressure with the defensive line. And they've set the edge. It's almost like Dan Quinn has stopped everything, dumbed it down, and said, we are going to set the edge first. That's the first and most important thing we're going to do. And it's allowed us to get stops and get off the field on the defensive side of the ball. But I like the way the defense is playing. The offense had a really good game. The offensive line is ascending. They are improving. They are healthy. They're having more chemistry and getting to know each other better and where they need to be on the field. Everything has worked out right in what I asked for Jaden Daniels to return, right? We talked about this, and we don't need to have this argument anymore. I said the argument ended when Dan Quinn said Jaden was going to play, right? And Dan Quinn talked at length about how important it is. This is one third of the season. There's 5 games left. You have to take advantage of this and get him snaps, get him reps, get him opportunities, even if you're eliminated. These are important games. And it's important to put good film on tape. But when we had the conversation about should Jaden return, shouldn't he return, my take was always, Jaden needs to come back if he's healthy and if the offensive line is doing a better job of protecting. Because I think that's a big reason why he got hurt, because he wasn't getting protected. And he wasn't able to have time in the pocket like Marcus has had in the last few weeks here. So everything's working out for Jaden to come back. I think it's the right timing. I was kind of thinking this was trending towards him playing in the New York game, but we get him a week earlier against the Minnesota Vikings, which means there's five games left in the season here, five more opportunities to see JD5. Sign me up for that. Sign me up for that. I want to watch football games on Sunday for my favorite team, the Redskins, the football team, the Commanders, and I want to see them play like their life's on the line, running around with their hair on fire, and giving us a good effort. And then the last thing I ask for is, I'm tired of watching mediocre quarterback play. I want to get elite quarterback play back. And that's what I'm looking for from Jaden Daniels on Sunday. I want to see Jaden let the game come to him. Don't try to put your Superman cape on and run around and make plays. Do what Marcus did last week without the jump pass turnover interception that was awful. Snap and throw. Find the open receiver. Get rid of it. And I don't want to crush Jaden at all. I mean, I think this season's been completely unfair the way it's played out for him, with him losing his wide receiver and not having a good enough offensive line, and the injuries he's dealt with, and been constantly in and out of the lineup, which hurts his time in practice, his rhythm and his timing and everything. But I just want to see Jaden take what the defense has given you. And too many times this season, I saw Jaden overlook an open receiver in the flat to take a deep shot downfield or to try to run around. Just take what the defense has given you. Just get rid of it. Get it into a playmaker's hands. Let him make a play. There will be opportunities. There will be plenty of them. There will be a few third and nines. There might be a fourth and five. There will be Jaden's moments where he can pick and choose when to try to be Superman, or when to try to squeeze a throw into a smaller window, or try to run around in the pocket. There will be three or four plays. There can't be 15 of those plays, Jaden. He's got to stay relaxed, stay calm, and take what the defense has given you. And eventually, things will open up, especially if we're able to run the ball with Rodriguez and Bill, and if Jaden's able to maybe take a couple of read option reads himself around the outside for a first down. The game will open up for him. I really feel confident about that. And this is an awesome opportunity for him to get better and to improve. The Minnesota Vikings have not had a good season. Look at what happened to Minnesota last year. Look what happened to Washington last year and compared to this year. Like, both franchises are severely disappointed, for sure, right? Minnesota probably more than Washington, because they're watching their quarterback, Sam Darnold, have all that success in Seattle. But there's one thing that is true about this Minnesota team. This is an above-average defense. Like, it's still the same defense that was elite last year, that was helping Sam Darnold have every opportunity to find Justin Jefferson and win all those games. This is a stacked defense against a Washington offense that, for the first time basically all season long, is going to have their full complement of weapons. Everybody's back outside of Austin Ekeler. This is a great test for Washington. It's kind of a litmus test for how much we need to go out and improve in the offseason. I'm going to feel a lot better about the offense moving forward and the wide receivers if we go out and score 40 on the Minnesota Vikings. I think we can score at least 30. I really do. That's what I would like to see. Like, I'm going to ask you guys, what do you guys want to see on Sunday from the Commanders and Jaden Daniels? I want to see him get back to scoring 29.9 points per game, like they pretty much did all of last season. I want a 30-burger on the board. And we'll see what the defense can do with Dan Quinn calling the plays. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. That's where you can check me out Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 p.m. on the Odyssey app. Downloads today, AUDACY, anywhere you get your apps at. Just search 910 The Fan. You'll hear AWOD Radio. We also have the podcast available for you on your ride home, Best of AWOD Radio. Talk about the Commanders and JD5 making his return. Jaden's back. And that really did make my week. Like I said, I got everything I wanted out of that Broncos game. I'm not a guy who's in for the tank, so I wanted to win, but we end up losing in overtime on the final play, but it gave me every reason to stay up and watch. Like, I was really worried that the fourth quarter would come in that Broncos game, and I'd want to go to sleep, and I'd be like, oh, I have to stay up for my job, and yet it's a blowout. Like, we gave us everything I wanted out of that game except for the win, but I'm okay with losing. And the only thing missing is, though we got average, you know, kind of mediocre quarterback play from Mariota when you consider the turnover he had in the red zone really cost us. So what do I want to see? The same effort on both sides of the ball and better quarterback play from JD5. Jaden's back. What will you be watching for with Jaden Daniels on Sunday? Of course, the number one thing has to be staying healthy, right? Jaden, starting this game, playing this game, finishing this game. Unless we're up by 30 and we pull him, right? But I don't even know. Like, you brought him back to give him experience here, to give him reps. Are you going to be up by 30 and then pull him for Mariota and say, we'll save you for next week? But the season's over. You might as well give him the reps of just turning around and handing it off to the running back. It's an interesting situation. He needs to get better. He needs to stay healthy, though. Like, Jaden could have multiple interceptions tomorrow, but as long as he finishes the game, I'll be happy. I will be. That is the most important thing. Jaden starting, playing, finishing, healthy the rest of this season. So there's no talk about him being injury prone, and there's no talk in the offseason about an injury lingering into next year, and that we can create the excitement of players reaching out to their agents and saying they want to come to Washington once again to play for Jaden Daniels. That was the report we got last year in the middle of the season by Adam Schefter. We want that every year now with Jaden Daniels. So number one that I'll be watching for is for him to stay healthy. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. We like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. 1-800-636-1067 or tweet us at AWOD Radio. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Another thing I'll be looking for from him is how he maneuvers around the pocket. You know, he has so many explosive plays already in his career, so many exciting moments, a Hail Mary already, right? But I think one thing that he would probably admit he can work on is his pocket presence. It's the little sidesteps that you make around the pocket there that kind of maneuver away from the rushers and be able to throw them. I thought Tony Romo was amazing at this. I thought Tony Romo's footwork in the pocket was always fantastic, and it made him a better quarterback than he was. That's the kind of thing I'll be watching for from Jaden here. We've seen it in the last few weeks here with announcers kind of highlighting the way Drake May has slid around the pocket and the way Caleb Williams in his incredible sophomore season. You know, all the haters in his rookie season, his incredible sophomore season, they're starting to talk about the way he maneuvers around the pocket. That's what I'll be watching for from Jaden Daniels. Can he kind of slide to the left away from the rusher, reset his feet, and fire it downfield? I think he tends to get into fight or flight mode and run and just take off, right? And then he's not really looking downfield. He's looking to get away from pressure and get out of bounds and get safe. But can he kind of get away from someone, reset his feet, stay in the pocket, and fire it downfield? And then, you know, outside of that, like, no more of these intentional grounding penalties that have just screwed both quarterbacks for Washington this season. Another thing I'll be watching for Jaden Daniels. Like, let me caveat this by saying, Jaden Daniels is so much better than Marcus Mariota. But I think Marcus Mariota is better right now than Jaden at reading the defensive end on the read option. He knows when to pull it. That's his secret sauce. You know Mariota's going to have one play of like 25 yards where he fakes out everyone because he reads the defensive end. He knows exactly when to keep it. It's his experience. It's what he did in college. He's got that burst of speed. He also really knows how to, like, turn the corner. And I want Mariota. Do I need to do the Collinsworth? I want him to be around next year as the backup. I think he's the perfect backup for Jaden. And hopefully this is something that he can teach Jaden to improve on. I'll be watching for on these read options plus. I feel like Jaden, it's kind of obvious when he's keeping it. Like, fourth and one, Jaden's going to keep it. Third and four, Jaden's going to keep it, right? But there's going to be plays early in the game where it's maybe a second and eight, and they do the read option, and Jaden will just hand it off sometimes. But he's got to read that defensive end because there's going to be a chance where somebody will make a mistake and he can take off the way Mariota has in his time as this team's starting quarterback. Completion percentage. That's all I'll be watching for with Jaden. I mean, at his peak last year, it was snap, throw, less than 2 seconds, snap, throw. And it was accurate, and it was on time, and his receivers were all getting yards after catch. They were all doing it. Zacchaeus did last year. De'Ami Brown, and of course, McLaurin with his 13 touchdowns last season. Completion percentage definitely on the list of things that I'll be watching for with Jaden Daniels. And total yards. As much as we love Jaden, he's our franchise quarterback. I think one thing that a franchise quarterback needs to be able to do is hit 300 yards passing in a game. Now, Jaden's like special because what he brings to the lineup every week is a dual threat, right? And he ran for 851 yards last year, and we had a 15-3 record at one point with Jaden running for 34 or more yards. Now, that has changed, obviously, this season, and Jaden will probably end up getting some yards on the ground. But in terms of passing yards, we haven't seen him hit 300 but once in his career. And that was the Hail Mary game. He would not have been over 300 if Noah Brown doesn't catch the tip ball in the end zone. He got an extra 55 yards basically on that to end up with 326. Like, I'm not saying anything against Jaden being our franchise quarterback. I love him. But I think he's got to be able to hit 300 passing yards because there's going to be games like we've seen already this year and at times last year, like at Philly, where they just eliminate his ability to run. They take that away with a spy. So can he sit back in the pocket and carve you up? And he proved that last year. He was averaging like 260 yards. But can he get above 300? Can there be one more big explosive play in his arsenal? And it starts Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. We are live and local till 12 noon today on AWOD Radio. We'll bring on Michael Phillips, MP on the mic, will join us at 11 a.m. Steve Zabin takes over at 12 noon. This is DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. We're going to continue our Commanders conversation. What are you going to be looking for from Jaden Daniels on Sunday? Have your thoughts changed about the defense with Dan Quinn taking over the play calling duties? My thoughts have. I have a lot more confidence in this defense with Dan Quinn really being in charge. So phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. I got Billy tweeting me, AWOD, good segment, you nailed it. Billy, call in, 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere, don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.